Hi there. The word for you today is on seeing your work as God's will. In Colossians 3:17 we read, "Do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus." Research shows that the best moments of our lives don't come from leisure or pleasure. They come when we are immersed in a significant task that's challenging, yet matches up well to our highest abilities. It's in those moments you're so caught up in an activity that time seems to stand still or be altered. Your attention is fully focused without you even having to work at it. You're deeply aware without being self-conscious. You're being stretched and challenged, but you don't have a sense of stress and worry. You have a sense of engagement or oneness with what you're doing. This condition is called flow. F-L-O-W, because people experiencing it often use the metaphor of feeling swept up by something outside of themselves. Maybe you've had this. Studies have been done over the past 30 years with hundreds of thousands of people to explore this phenomenon called flow. Ironically, you experience it more in your work than you do in your leisure time. In fact, your flow is at its lowest ebb when you've nothing to do. Sitting around doesn't produce flow. This picture of flow is actually a description of what the exercise of dominion was intended to look like. In the book of Genesis, God said to Adam and Eve that he wanted them to rule over the earth and exercise dominion. Now, we often think about these words in terms of dominating or bossing around. That's not the picture. The true idea behind what God said to them is that you're to invest your highest abilities to create value on the earth, to plant and build, write and organize, heal and invent ways that bless people and cause God's kingdom in the earth to flourish. When you do that, you are in the center of God's will. So, the word for you today is, begin to see your job, what you work at, as God's calling, His assignment on your life, and His will.